Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. London attacker identified. London police have identified the person who carried out Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament as Khalid Massoud. The 52-year-old British-born Massoud was known to police for a number of previous convictions for assaults, including possession or offensive weapons. He was last convicted in 2003 for the possession of a knife. Massoud had not, however, been convicted for any terrorism offenses. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament in London, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead Massoud. A statement posted on the IS news agency said Massoud was a soldier of Islamic State, but IS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or the execution of the attack, saying that Massoud had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians and the military in countries allied with the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS. Prime Minister Theresa May, in comments to Parliament about the attack, said Massoud was born in Britain, was once investigated by the country's MI5 intelligence agency. British police said Thursday they've arrested eight people in connection with the attack. Parliament reopened its doors today. Labour MP Hilary Benn.
I mean, the fact that, you know, our flag is at half-mast, but Parliament is going to carry on. Our democracy is going to prosper and survive. We're very attached to it, and no one's going to take it away from us.
Tom Sanderson, who directs the Transnational Threats Program at the Washington-based Centers for Strategic International Studies, says motorized vehicles becoming increasingly the terrorist weapon of choice.
This is something that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both promoted. We're not surprised to see attacks like this. Vehicles are not suspicious devices the way that clearly a gun is or something that